Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather today across Israel is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for an afternoon outdoors. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, while Eilut enjoys a bit of cloud cover. Here are today's headlines. First, coming in now from Ynet, Iran denies extending a ceasefire with the U.S., stating the agreement never entered the implementation phase. Also, earlier this hour from JNS, the IDF reports that Hamas has intensified torture against Gazan civilians following a ceasefire late last year. Also this hour, an unusual warning from the IDF to Gazans reported by Mariv. Residents are advised that Hamas is urging them to approach the yellow line. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that former President Trump declared he does not trust Iran and insists the U.S. has total control over the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, Israel Hayom reveals that Hamas has accumulated debts of $400 million, leading to halved salaries and halted payments to suppliers. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news source, posted just minutes ago that Israel has struck Lebanon's southern town of Al-Mansouri. Ayal Yacobi, an analyst, reported recently on developments in the region. Raylan Givens, an observer on regional conflict, noted that the IDF attack is ongoing in the village of Al-Mansouri within Lebanon's security zone. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's denial of extending the ceasefire with the U.S. According to Ynet, Tehran claims the U.S. violated the agreement shortly after its inception. This development raises concerns over escalating tensions in the region potentially impacting diplomatic relations. Turning to the report from the IDF on Hamas's actions in Gaza, JNS details that abuses against civilians have escalated since a ceasefire was established last year. This situation underscores the ongoing humanitarian crisis within Gaza, affecting thousands of civilians. Meanwhile, the IDF's message to Gazans warns of Hamas's tactics, as per Mariv's report. The coordinator of government activities in the territories highlighted the risk of approaching conflict zones. This advisory aims to protect civilians from potential harm amidst rising tensions. In another development, former President Trump expressed distrust towards Iran, according to I-24 News. His comments followed a Houthi missile strike on a commercial ship off Yemen, which claimed 6 lives. This incident underscores the volatility in maritime security, affecting global shipping routes. Finally, Israel Hayom reports on Hamas's financial struggles. The organization's debts have led to significant cuts in payments and salaries. This financial instability could impact their operational capabilities and influence in the region. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a surge in the housing market this June, with a 50% increase in apartment purchases. However, experts caution that underlying factors may not support long-term growth. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a report from the National Insurance Institute. It reveals that only 63% of eligible participants are utilizing savings for every child, a step potentially worth hundreds of thousands of shekels. And finally, from Globes, Israeli AI company Wonderful seeks to raise $500 million. This comes after a successful fundraising round just 3 months ago, indicating investor confidence in the tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.